The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Coming up, we're going to talk about racing, IndyCar and NASCAR. We've got racing to talk about. Plus, we're going to talk a little baseball and some Pacers basketball. Right now, though, the star of our show is back, and we're glad that he is. Time for Network Indiana's Brad Huber.
Good evening, Coach, and hello, everybody, on a Friday night here in mid-April. The Indiana Pacers got as close as 120 to 118, but then Cleveland pulled away to get the win 129 to 120. Other games around the NBA of note for the Pacers, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Orlando Magic 125 to 113, and the Miami Heat are up big on Toronto 105 to 85. So, what does that mean? Heading into the last game of the regular season, the Pacers can be anywhere from a 5 seed to an 8 seed. Let's run through it. The Pacers will be a 5 seed with a win and an Orlando loss on Sunday. If the Pacers win, they'll clinch their first playoff spot since 2020, the bubble year, of course. I was playing Walt Disney World. They'll get that with a win or a Philadelphia loss. That would be a 6 seed. 7 seed, that would be a play-in game. That would be if they lose and Philadelphia wins. 8 seed, if they lose, Philadelphia, Miami, both win, Orlando lose. So a lot to go on Sunday, but the Pacers could have had home court in round one. That is not to be with the loss today, 129 to 120. The other big story, the Masters Tournament ongoing in Augusta, Georgia. We're at the halfway point, a three-way share of the lead. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler all tied at 6 under par. Purdue graduate Adam Shank is at even par, 6 shots back. He will go off at 135 tomorrow afternoon in the third round. Tiger Woods is back, and he made the cut today at 1 over par. He has now set the record for most consecutive cuts made in the Masters with 24. He passed Fred Couples and Gary Player today to accomplish that. He'll go off tomorrow afternoon in the third round. Hockey, the battle for I-69, the final matchup of 2024. The Indy Fuel lead the Fort Wayne Comets 3-1. That is at the second intermission. The Indy Fuel are headed to the playoffs. That will begin next week. Minor League Baseball going on right now. And in Toledo, we are headed to the top of the 11th between the Indianapolis Indians and the Toledo Mud Hens. That is tied at 3. Top of the ninth, the Lake County Captains lead the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7-6 in the top of the ninth inning. A doubleheader for our friend Brendan King and the South Bend Cubs. That was a split. Wisconsin had one home run in the second inning of game one. That's all they needed to win 1-0. South Bend Cubs had two runs in the sixth. They win game two, 2-1. College baseball across the state. Evansville, no issues with Illinois State, 9-1. Penn State, the Nittany Lions, no issues in Bloomington today against Indiana, 15-4. 18th-ranked Indiana State, the Sycamores, win in 8 innings today over Bradley, 14-2. North Carolina Tar Heels, they are 13th in the country. They shut out Notre Dame easily, 13-0. The Purdue Boilermakers get a home win today over the Michigan State Spartans, 7-2. Southeast Missouri State needed one run today to beat Southern Indiana, 1-0. Belmont all over Valpo, 9-2. UIndy winners tonight over Quincy, 6-5. That was in the 10th inning. Dakota Sill walk-off double, scoring 3 in the 10th to get the win. Grand Valley State shut out Purdue Northwest today, 3-0. Hanover all over Manchester, 18-3. That ended in 7. They scored 7 runs in the second inning, and they're off and running. Taylor Trojans and Indiana Wesleyan, they split a doubleheader today. Indiana Wesleyan winning 6-4. Taylor winning 4-3. A couple finals in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2. Milwaukee Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 11-1. The Reds are at the White Sox. Cubs are at the Mariners with late starts. Cardinals at the Diamondbacks. We'll have those throughout the night. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Hey, Brad Huber, I'm glad you're with us. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing well, Coach. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Testing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Tell me what I need to know.
Yeah, well, they had, well, it was kind of a nasty weather week. So they had 2 hours for the veterans, 2 hours for rookie orientation, then they had the refresher test as well. So each of those got 2 hours and then just a half an hour of testing before the rains hit, and it never let up on Wednesday. It never let up on Thursday. Mm. So that was the end of testing. But Joseph Newgarden was the quickest at 228.8 miles an hour. And how about this? It was in a tow, but Kyle Larson was the second fastest at over 226 miles an hour. Of course, he'll be the first one to do the double Memorial Day weekend for the first time in 10 years since Kurt Busch did it. That's the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR. But, you know, that guy can drive anything. Anything that's got four wheels, he can drive and drive it well. So look forward to seeing what he can do when practice opens up here in about a month.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So, you know, it's good that they're testing. You know what? I mean, I think everyone recognizes that that's great that you got the opportunity to do it. You just wish it is springtime. It's hit or miss. You just do wish you'd have been able to have more time on the track.
Yeah, no question. Any time on the track is good for teams to learn and get those cars dialed in. I know they'll have about 4 days of practice when we come back in May after the IndyCar Grand Prix before they'll qualify for the Indy 500. And yes, we'll need to qualify this year with 35 entries for 33 spots. So two will not make the Indianapolis 500, the largest field in several years. Attempting to make the race. We had 34 last year. Of course, Graham Rahal was the lone man out last year, got in the race because Stephen Wilson got hurt. So, you know, all the time is good.
Right.
But unfortunately, it was cut a little bit short because of the weather. And hopefully, maybe because of this, it'll be a lot better weather come May. And they'll have a lot more on-track time when we hit official practice the Tuesday after Mother's Day.
Brad also is the track announcer at the Paragon Motor Speedway in beautiful Paragon, Indiana. When's all that stuff start?
Well, we had the No Way Out 40 a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tonight, as a matter of fact, and C.J. Leary dominated
guess I'm
40.
Behind.
That's okay. Dominated all 40 laps of that race in the 410 sprint cars.
Right.
Getting his second win in 3 years there at Paragon Speedway. This is only the third year that Paragon Speedway hosted the No Way Out 40. It was down in Brownstown before that. But we were supposed to have the Heart of America late models tomorrow night, but, guess what? It's been postponed because of all the weather. And, you know, it's a dirt track, and it takes a lot of work and need a lot of dry time to get that track into perfect shape. So we'll try that again in October for the Heart of America late models, and we'll have our normal show, I hope, next Friday, weather permitting, with the sprint cars, Hornets. We'll have the street stocks and the bombers. So it's kind of a slow going. Mother Nature not a fan of motorsports around Central Indiana, at least this week.
Brad Huber, track announcer at the Paragon Speedway. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you,
we
Coach.
We go from there to the man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Brad Huber, great young announcer, a really tremendous announcer, joins me. Just inducted into the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame, the voice of the Indianapolis 500 and the NTT Series, Mark Janes. Hello, Mark.
Let me say first, Brad Huber also is one of the voices of the Monrovia Bulldogs.
There you go. That's good. By the way, congratulations on – Yeah. Congrats on the induction into the Hall of Fame, and thank you for the very kind words you said. I thought it was a tremendous, number one, you deserve to be in it, and secondly, I'm so happy for you, I can barely stand it.
Well, I'll tell you, it was an absolute delight. I was seated at the table with my family and two guys from my Terre Haute days, and Barry Kett and Frank Rush, but I don't think there was a more glorious table at the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Convention than Lance Scheib, Bob Lovell, Dave Overly, Jim Kaiser, Doug Connington, and Coach Connington and Coach Kaiser's wives. I imagine the conversation was very entertaining.
There were a number of lies told while we were there. You know the drill on the music. Hold that thought. Digest that thought. We'll come back and talk some racing with Mark Janes on Indiana Sports Talk.
Minor league baseball tonight and a marathon game in Toledo where the Indianapolis Indians and the Toledo Mud Hens tied at 3 in the bottom of the 11th. But some issues perhaps now as the Toledo Mud Hens have bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the 11th. So the winning run perhaps could be 90 feet away for the Mud Hens, and they just did score. So the Toledo Mud Hens on a walk-off beat the Indianapolis Indians tonight in minor league baseball. The Lake County Captains held on and got the win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7-6. That just went final. And the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the South Bend Cubs split a doubleheader today. Wisconsin won nothing in game one. They had a home run in the second inning. Cubs scored 2 in the sixth of game two to win 2-1. Minor league hockey tonight, the battle for I-69 up in Fort Wayne at the Allen Memorial Coliseum up there. The Indy Field lead the Fort Wayne Comets 3-1. That is in the early stages of the third period. Top story today, the Indiana Pacers trying to clinch their first playoff since 2020, fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120. They will need to beat the Atlanta Hawks at home on Sunday to lock up that playoff spot and avoid the play-in tournament. All kinds of scenarios, we'll go over those at the top of the hour. Some baseball in college today. Evansville all over Illinois State 9-1. Penn State no issues with Indiana 15-4. 18th ranked Indiana State beat Bradley 14-2. And 13th ranked North Carolina all over Notre Dame 13-0. Purdue winners over Michigan State 7-2. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Mark Janes, Hall of Famer now, rejoining us. Rain was the story for practice today, but that notwithstanding, Joseph Newgarden kind of was Joseph Newgarden today, was he not?
Yeah, I think it's like the third consecutive test session that he's been fastest. And, oh, by the way, he did win the Indy 500 last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he's been on a bit of a roll of late, not only at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the oval, but ovals, period. I mean, he's been a master of late and been rather stingy in terms of allowing other people to have success on ovals. And, I mean, to be almost 2 mile an hour faster, let's face it, as big a story as that is, I mean, Kyle Larson is a huge story as well. You know, the former NASCAR Series champion jumping into the Indianapolis 500 this year and has done very, very well in testing so far. And, you know, he was at the top of the speed charts. And, you know, I saw a lot of the comments and, you know, watched some of the post-practice news conferences and whatnot. And I think it was very beneficial for him, Coach, because I think he wanted to see how the car, you know, felt in traffic with, the different feels you have with the aero and whatnot, and what it feels like when somebody's behind you and what it feels like when somebody's in front of you. And I think he got a big taste of that. And so, I don't know, I remember several years ago, Davey Hamilton, our driver analyst, and I were talking, and this is really before Kyle Larson was on anybody's radar, and Davey had seen him run a couple of different races and a couple of different series when he was just a kid, and Davey said, I'm telling you, this is the next big deal. He said, I think this kid can make absolutely anything go fast, and he said, keep your eye on him because he's going to be something else, and Davey was spot on for sure. I mean, he's a generational talent, and the fact that I think he can find a way to make a grocery cart go real fast.
And it's great for the 500 and for the series. He's just a racer. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys who, as you say, you can make anything go fast, and he's successful. So we're early into the season. So what thoughts do you have early on in what seems to be another competitive season of racing on the IndyCar series?
Yeah, you know, I think because obviously there's some gaps in the schedule to start the season with St. Pete and then the event a couple of weeks ago at Thermal Club. I think whatever idle time that you may have enjoyed is just about ready to go away. We're off this weekend, and then I think we go two consecutive weekends between Long Beach and Barber. Then a weekend off, and then, of course, on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then qualifying, then Carb Day, then the 500, and then the following weekend, Detroit, and then the weekend after that, Road America. How am I doing? Are we going to get busy?
Right.
Yikes. I really think, let's face it, you and I have talked about this over the years now. It's two separate entities. You know, there's a focus on the Indianapolis 500, And then everything else is about winning the championship and gathering points. Not that you can't gather points at Indy, because you can for the pole and things like that, but that's a totally separate thing, and nobody really talks about the points of the championship. Everyone, you know, wants to win the Indianapolis 500. And I really think by the time we get to late June, we could have a pretty good idea by then who the haves and the have-nots are, but as recent history will tell us, the haves are Ganassi and Penske, and we've got a handful of teams that are trying to become, you know, part of the haves as well.
Yeah, but those teams that are trying to become the haves are pretty spirited about it, and I would think you have to be enthusiastic about the talent they have, not just behind the wheel, but up and down their whole staff. And I think there's plenty of, you know, you mentioned Kyle Larson's a perfect example. There are plenty of these types of teams to be excited about.
Well, you know, the thing, too, a lot of people will talk about, you know, why hasn't this driver won more of late? Why Will Power had a quote-unquote off year last year. But, you know, I don't know that there's necessarily anything wrong with the quote-unquote high-profile drivers. I just think it's awfully tough to win in the series, Coach. I really do.
Sure is. Yeah.
And you know, when you see a guy do what Alex Palou did, and, you know, a guy can wrap up the championship, you know, to the next to the last race of the season, that's almost unheard of in this day and age of the NTT IndyCar Series. And I just think it's ultra-competitive. I think you'll see, you know, qualifying for Long Beach and Barber, I think there's a lot more on the line because of how razor-thin the margin of error is. And I just think this promises to be, I think, the most competitive season that we've had in recent memory. And we could very easily get to the season finale on the Oval at Nashville this year with four or five guys with a legit chance to win the championship.
Yeah, I see it in basketball all the time, Mark. It's hard to win. I mean, and I think it's even more difficult to win in racing, in the series you're talking about. We're going to talk to Adam Alexander coming up in a few minutes. It's just hard to win races. I don't care who you are and where you are.
Well, you know, and the fastest car didn't always win either. I mean, you know, you got to have a little bit of luck, and sometimes that luck doesn't smile upon you, even when you have the fastest car. I mean, you know, Scott Dixon, recent memory. I mean, Scott Dixon has had the field covered a couple of times, and, you know, mistakes not of his doing, and then a mistake of his doing, speeding on pit lane, cost him a chance to win his second 500. And so that's the kind of pressure that exists for these drivers week in and week out. And I know this. I never, in all the years I coached, even when we didn't play particularly well, I never ever made the statement, well, you know, we really didn't deserve to win. Because, brother, I'll tell you something. I know how I felt after I lost, and I know how I felt after I won. And by golly, if I won, I was going to enjoy it.
I think you're right. Mark James, the best. He's the best. All right, so get me excited. Go through the schedule again. You got this weekend off, and then you start to crank it up.
Yeah, we do. They go to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, the legendary street course race in all of North America, and looking forward to that, obviously. And then from there, we go to beautiful Barber Motorsports Park just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. That's always a phenomenal race and always draws a great crowd. And then we get a weekend off, and then following that, it's time to get ready for the greatest spectacle in racing. Mm. We'll start with the TMR IndyCar Grand Prix on the road course, then follow that up with the practice sessions leading up to qualifying for the 500. Then we'll have Carb Day, and then we'll get ready for the greatest spectacle in racing. And then following that, the very next weekend, we head to Detroit, downtown streets of Detroit. And then following that, we go to beautiful Road America. So pack your bags and kiss your loved ones goodbye for a few weeks.
I was going to say, why don't you just get a job, for heaven's sakes?
Man. I've avoided that for 30-plus years, Coach, so I don't know how to start
And we both have. Hey, again, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. You're more than deserving. I think it's overdue. I'm happy for you, happy for the family. It was great to see the whole family, and it was a great, great day. And, again, I'm happy for you. Thanks for doing this. I think, you know, I don't thank you enough, because a man of your stature now, Hall of Fame, voice of the 500, to take time to join some struggling radio guy on the weekends and talk about racing. It's good.
Well, I hope that day revealed that I never had a lot of talent, so I needed a hell of a lot of help. So I'm glad I was able to get all you guys there to thank you guys for all you've done for me. So thanks for the kind words, Coach. You know I love you. Our whole family does.
I do too. Thank you.
We're honored to have you there.
Well, you know I love you and the family, too, and it was my honor to be there, quite frankly. Mark, have a great weekend. Thanks for doing this for me.
Talk to you soon, Coach.
All right. Thanks so much. Mark James, voice of the 500, voice of the NTT Series, just inducted into the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame. It was a fun day this past Sunday. I'm fortunate to be a member of that august body. I was inducted in 2011, still trying to figure out why, as are you. And so I'm happy for him. Coming up, we're going to continue to talk about racing. Adam Alexander will join us and talk about NASCAR. You know me, I like racing. I've always liked racing. Also later on tonight, talk about the Pacers. Tough loss tonight to Cleveland. So things are starting to tighten up a little bit playoff-wise. And we're also going to talk a little baseball. Brendan King will talk about the South Bend Cubs. Don't forget to join tonight. Got a lot of racing again. Got some football, some basketball. It's all coming up.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
One game still going on, that is ECHL hockey, just past the midway point of the final period. The Indy Field lead Fort Wayne 3-2. Fort Wayne scored one in the third period. That's the last battle of I-69 for the season. Indy Field will move on to the playoffs next week. Top story of the night, the Indiana Patriots fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120. Tyrese Halliburton had 19 points and 12 assists. Jarrett Allen, 29 points and 13 boards for the Cavs. The Patriots will play on Sunday at 1 o'clock against Atlanta, and the scenarios now for the playoffs. Entering the final day of the season on Sunday, the Pacers will be a 5 seed with a win and an Orlando loss. A win or a Philadelphia loss will be a 6 seed on Sunday. 7 seed and the first spot in the play-in tournament with a loss and a Philadelphia win. 8 seed, a loss plus Philadelphia and Miami wins and Orlando loses. I believe I have that right. Not a mathematician, but I believe I've got that correct. We'll keep an eye on that and any more changes to those scenarios. Minor League Baseball in 11 innings, I should say, Toledo beat the Indianapolis Indians 4-3. to get the win here this evening. The South Bend Cubs and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they split a doubleheader today. Wisconsin won 1-0 with a home run in the second inning. The Cubs scored two runs in the sixth to get the win, 2-1. And the Lake County Captains held off the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7-6 in minor league baseball today. Hanover beat Manchester 18-3, scoring 7 in the second inning. And Taylor and Indiana Wesleyan split a doubleheader. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. There are no age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list, and there are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. So again, their website, DrivenToSaveLives.org. Brad Huber, scoreboard update extraordinaire tonight. Brad Huber, talk to me about the Pacers. They lose to Cleveland, so they've got one. They wrap up Sunday. Am I right?
That's correct. All 30 teams will play a regular season finale on Sunday to set the playoff and the play-in tournament schedule for this coming week.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. I got it. So we need to walk me through the scenarios. If they win Sunday, they get in at 6. Where is that right, or am I?
Yep, you're correct.
The
easiest scenario. Yeah, you're correct. The easiest scenario for the Pacers is a win, and you are the 6th seed. If they win and Orlando loses, they would be the 5th seed. But any chance they had of getting home court in round one went out the window with that loss to Cleveland tonight. And then if they lose, there's a possibility that they would be in the play-in tournament as well. So you don't want to leave it up to chance. The good news for the Pacers is Atlanta, they were already locked into the 10th spot. They'll go to Chicago for the first game of the play-in tournament. So likely they'll be resting everybody, and so that will help the Pacers hopefully get a win here at home to wrap up the regular season and clinch your first playoff spot since the we all remember the bubble season there in 2020 down at Walt Disney World when they were the 5 seed. So, it came down to one game. They're about where we thought they were at the beginning of the season, kind of bubble play-in tournament, bubble playoffs. Disappointed with the loss today, but you can change all of that on Sunday with a win to clinch your first playoff series in 4 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not get impressed with what they've done, for heaven's sakes? I mean, it's just, I think it's incredible what they've been able to accomplish, quite frankly.
Yeah, no question, and they are a very, very young basketball team, too. They made a lot of changes, you know, brought in Pascal Siakam this year, for example. You know, behind Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, Pascal kind of the other all-star, so to speak, so... You know, it'll be interesting, I think, if they develop their talent this offseason. In the next year, they could even get better, even without making any more moves. But I think they've certainly overperformed this year, being on the bubble of the playoffs with what they've done this year. Now 46 wins. That is 11 more than what they had last year. So 2 years ago, they had 25 wins. Last year, 35. This year, 46, hopefully making it 47 before the regular season ends on Sunday.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing, quite frankly. So what time's the game Sunday?
It'll be a 1 o'clock tip at Gainbridge. So all the games in the NBA will either start at 1 or 3:30. So kind of a football like Sunday schedule to close the regular season. I think it tries to prevent teams from manipulating their results to help other teams or whatnot to get the seed they want before the playoffs. So most of the Eastern Conference games start at 1, the Western Conference games at 3:30 on Sunday. So should be fun to watch. Just get that win, and you'll be able to rest an extra few days and get ready for your playoff series against probably the 3 seed next, starting a week from Saturday or Sunday.
All right, WNBA draft is when? It's soon, right?
That
when
is
when is
Monday.
It exactly?
Monday. Monday night.
Monday.
And the all, everybody believes that Caitlin Clark will be the
how
next player
of
the Indiana
her?
Fever. I don't know how you want either. I mean, it's not.
Hold on a second. How do you not take her?
She's only one of the best female, not just basketball players, but female athletes that's come around in quite some time. And what she's done, not just for female basketball, but female sports as a whole, has been absolutely incredible. She's an unbelievable player. Set the scoring mark in college basketball this year. I've heard that tickets are already being sold out for the Fever. They don't normally open the balcony. They are opening the balcony this year, and tickets are flying for all the home games this year. And actually, they announced the national TV schedule this year, too. 36 of the 40 games will be nationally televised.
Right. And Elijah just got in my ear and said the rumor is the parents are in Indy looking around for a house.
Not surprised. And, you know, her boyfriend,
Kevin Bowen. No, one of our daily guys said that. So, yeah.
And Caitlin Clark's boyfriend is on the video staff with the Indiana Pacers.
Right.
That's the son of Fran McCaffrey, the head basketball coach at Iowa. So it's just kind of a perfect fit for Caitlin Clark here in Indianapolis beginning on Monday.
Well, we like to think of ourselves as the epicenter of basketball, and it appears that we continue to move toward that or maintain that, quite frankly. Well, that would be fun. And, you know, you have to, you know, the Iowa and Caitlin Clark story was fun, continues to be fun. You always like to see people, you know, from their homes have success and pull others along, elevate others around them. It's a tremendous story. How can you not get inspired by it? And as a player, she's fearless and has unlimited range. Did we mention that? So, yeah, I would think it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to draft her, but we'll find out Monday, right?
Yeah.
You know, they've gotten, you know, listen, Aaliyah Boston can play. I mean, listen, this would be a great addition. It's a pretty good team. The team, they played well at times last year. Seeing the TV announcement earlier in the week was exciting. And a lot of reasons to be excited. So, yeah, all that's coming up. All right, what else is going on that I need to be aware of sports-wise this weekend? What am I missing? I know we're getting into baseball. We're heavy into baseball. We're talking about racing, all kinds of racing going on. It's an exciting time. We just had the announcement about the Boys All-Star Team. We're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow night on the show. Girls were announced earlier. We can always talk about basketball. And, you know, tomorrow on the show, we're going to Rob Blackman, the voice of the Boilermakers, will join us, and we'll go back to Monday's disappointing national championship game. I just think that people have to recognize the fact that Purdue had a tremendous season and lost to a very, very good Connecticut team. I mean, a very good Connecticut team. And so, you know, don't forget to join us tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that. And Brad Huber, are you still with me?
I'm with you, Coach.
I haven't even mentioned spring football around the state. I'm going to talk about Notre Dame tomorrow, but I haven't mentioned IU, Purdue. People are shortening up their spring seasons and things. We're already into that, right? This is flying by.
We are, and to be honest, I'm not exactly sure when the couple of the spring games are for IU and Purdue. I do know that Coach Cignetti is making waves down in Bloomington, trying to change the culture down there as a first-year head coach, trying to do things a different way than they're used to, wanting the players to buy into his system. So, you know, I think that's kind of ruffling some feathers with IU loyalists, but, you know, to change and be more successful, you need to change the way things are done down there. So I think Coach Cignetti is off to a good start, and you know, it sounds like the spring season is going well down in Bloomington, and I think they have the spring game. I believe it's next Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
I would question. You're a team that doesn't win, and so you're upset about some things, some changes they've made. did I Did I catch that?
You know, the definition
that would
of
be
insanity.
The idea. That would be the idea to make changes, quite frankly.
The definition of insanity is doing things the same way, hoping for a different result. So I think change is a good thing down there, and he's going to do it his own way. And I look forward to seeing what kind of football team Indiana has coming up in the fall.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. All right, Brad Huber. Why don't you just go do a scoreboard update right now? You don't have anything else to do. How's that sound?
I think I will.
All right. Thanks, Brad. We're back on Indiana.
We have a tie game in the ECHL battle for I-69. The Indy Field and the Fort Wayne Commons tied at 3. Fort Wayne has scored 2 in this third period to tie it up at 3 apiece with 4:20 to go in the third period. One thing we haven't talked about very much, the first major golf tournament of the year, the Masters, a tradition unlike any other down at Augusta National Golf Club, a three-way share of the lead after 36 holes. Third round coming up tomorrow, Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler tied for the lead at 6 under par. Indiana native Adam Shank, a Purdue graduate, is at even par for the tournament. He is 6 shots back. He will go off at 135 tomorrow in the third round. And Tiger Woods, he made the cut today at 1 over par, 7 back. He has now broken the all-time consecutive made cut streak at the Masters with 24, surpassing Freddie Couples and Gary Player. He will go off tomorrow afternoon. He is 1 over par. The Toledo Mud Hens beat the Indianapolis Indians 4-3 in 11 innings today, minor league baseball. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and South Bend Cubs split a doubleheader, Wisconsin winning 1-0 in Game 1, South Bend winning 2-1 in Game 2, scoring 2 in the 6th inning. And the Lake County Captains got the win in Fort Wayne tonight over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7-6 to get the win there. The Indiana Pacers fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120, forcing a win and end scenario on Sunday at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, 1 o'clock tip-off for the NBA playoffs. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. So glad you could join us. Having a great time this time of year. Things are different. We, you know, you understand. Normally, we're a post-game football and basketball show. But those little seasons are over. Although, if you heard us earlier tonight, Paul Condrey, in his Gritties event coming up on Sunday at the Colts Complex, it's kind of a wrap-up of the season, a look ahead to the next season. Before we know it, we'll be here in August talking about high school football. And that is coming up soon. Absolutely soon. Sooner than you know. That's absolutely for sure. Also coming up, don't forget to join us tomorrow night. I know you guys are on Saturday nights. Yes, we've been on Saturday. We've been on Friday and Saturday for 30 years. So I'm somewhat bewildered, even after all that time, that people still say, hey, I love listening to your show on Friday night. And I appreciate you doing that. What about Saturday? Oh, I didn't know you were on Saturday. Oh, okay. Hey, it's not your fault. That's our fault for not doing a better job of letting you know that we're out there. So join us tomorrow night. Coming up tomorrow night's show, we're going to talk. Greg Rakestraw is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Indy 11. They've got a game tomorrow. We're also going to talk Rob Blackman from the Purdue Radio Network, the voice of the Purdue Boilermakers, will join us. And we'll kind of recap the season. Okay, kind of look back at the season. It was disappointing for all of us on Monday. UConn is the numbers they've rolled up in the last 2 years are astonishing, quite frankly. And they were good. They were really good. Boilers, we've talked about it at times throughout the year. The perimeter shots have to go. They defended Klingon and others defended They defended Zach Edey very, very well. I'll start a little baseball. Indianapolis Indians beat the Toledo Mudhens 4-3. Howard Kelman, Hall of Fame broadcaster, voice of the Indians, joins me. Howard, thanks so much for the call. Good win for the Indians tonight.
No, Bob, the Indians.
Good loss. Sorry. Tough loss. Tough loss for the Indians. I'm sorry. I got it confused.
Well, you're right, and it was an 11-inning game, and here's an unusual finish. Toledo had the bases loaded, one out, in the bottom half of the 11th inning, and there's, you say, a line drive, base hit the center on a hop, center fielder plays the first hop. Well, the runner from first never ran to second base. But the they got a force play. They got a force play at second, but the batter did run to first. So the game ends on a fielder's choice play. He doesn't get a base hit. It's a fielder's choice. Had there been two outs when that happened, they wouldn't have scored the run. It would have simply been a force play. And the game would have gone to the 12th inning. So Toledo did win the game on a fielder's choice, it turns out. But you got to touch the bases. And so here's the big story, though, Bob. Paul Skeens, we've been raving about him. And he started the game. He started for the Indians. He went 3 1/3 innings, his third start. He again did not allow a run. He struck out 8 batters. So, Bob, he's made 3 starts, pitched a total of 9 1/3 innings. And in those 9 1/3 innings, he has not allowed a run, and only once have there, or twice rather now, once in 2 different games, only twice have there been 2 men on base against him in the same inning. He's that dominant.
Hey, Howard, can you hang on through this short break, and we'll come back and talk more about the game?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back, talk with Howard Kelman more on Indiana Sports Talk. Well,
whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back. Howard Kelman, the Hall of Fame voice of the Indianapolis Indians, rejoins us. Indians lose to the Toledo Mudhens 4-3. All right, Howard. This is a tough one. You lose you have opportunities in a game like this, but still some positives in this game, even though it was a difficult loss.
Yes, and as we said, Paul Skeens was the biggest positive. The young man who was the number one pick in baseball's amateur draft last year. He was simply sensational, 3 1/3 innings, no runs, and we talked about the fact he's pitched 3 times for the Indians, got a total of 9 1/3 innings, not allowed a run, and only once, or twice I should say, have there been 2 men on base against him in the same inning. He's got a chance, Bob, to be a great major league pitcher. Not a good one, but a great one.
Right. Sounds like he's also not going to be spending a lot of time with the Indians if he performs at this level.
Well, you're exactly right. I don't know how much longer he will be here. His next scheduled start with Indianapolis would be at Victory Field on Thursday if he's still here. Now, he hasn't been stretched out. You know, you asked for more than 3 1/3 innings from your starting pitchers. So I don't know if Pittsburgh is going to give him another couple of starts or what. But this young man, not only does he throw 100 miles an hour, he has magnificent control of his pitches.
That is quite the combination. All right, what's going on tomorrow with the matchup?
Well, we have a doubleheader tomorrow because the game was rained out last night. So we have a 2:30. A 2:30 afternoon doubleheader. Quinn Priester will pitch one of the games for the Indians. And I will call you tomorrow night with the results of both games.
Howard Kelman, can't do it without you. The voice of the Indianapolis Indians. Indians on the short end of a 4-3 loss to the Toledo Mudhens. Doubleheader tomorrow. Howard, thanks. Enjoy the evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Bob, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you. Brad Huber, he sounded like you with that fastball of yours, 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That's talking about your day, right?
I wish. I never had the baseball skill set. I was a pitcher up till about third grade, but then that's as far as my baseball days went.
You know what? I was a that's not something I want. I played shortstop or second base my entire career in high school and college. And I pitched my senior year at Plainfield because we didn't have anybody else. And, you know, coach comes to me and says, you got to do this. And I go, you know, I'm an infielder. I pitch like an infielder. And we were a decent team. Our number one pitcher was pretty good, and I wasn't. And so we won our share, lost in the championship game of the sectional. But it was not something I'd do. Now, you want to hit a ground ball at me? You want to turn a double play? I'm good. And I was a switch hitter, too, which never hurt me on the offensive end of it. All right, top of the hour scoreboard update coming up soon. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.